The decision by Britain's public broadcaster to invite Nick Griffin, the head of the British National Party, was controversial from the start. Griffin and the BNP hold extremist views on immigration and race. The party's constitution bans non-whites from being members. Much of the debate about the BBC program was on the BBC itself. Before the TV program was broadcast, former London Mayor Ken Livingstone told BBC Radio the corporation was wrong.
It seems to me almost that the BBC has lost a moral compass. In the last year, we've had the bizarre decision the BBC wouldn't broadcast the concert against climate change because they thought it was too partisan, wouldn't have an appeal for funds for the victims in Gaza, but is quite prepared to give Nick Griffin primetime TV.
On the same programme, the BBC's Deputy Director General Mark Byford defended the decision.
The BBC's job is to secure due impartiality, and in securing due impartiality on what is a premier political discussion programme, it is right, in our belief, that the BNP should have an appearance.
Byford said because the BNP had garnered nearly 1 million votes in the European Parliament elections, about the same support as the Environmental Green Party, its leader was invited on the broadcaster's premier political programme, Question Time.
It is for the BBC, knowing that the party was allowed to stand in the European elections and other elections, then to judge their level of support, to then say it is therefore fair for them to have a place on Question Time, to be challenged alongside other political parties as well, and for the public to hear their views and for the public to make up their own minds.
Gideon Rockman, a chief commentator for London's Financial Times newspaper, says the decision made sense.
I think it was an upholding of the basic principles of freedom of speech. After all, it's very easy to defend the right for people to speak who you agree with. The point is to defend the rights of people you don't agree with. That's the idea of a democracy, that all opinions are heard.
As Nick Griffin arrived at the studios for the show, protesters had to be held back. Some anti-fascist demonstrators had earlier broken through the BBC security barriers. On the program itself, Griffin was constantly challenged, as in this exchange, where he tries to explain his stance on immigration.
The government's own figures, according to demographers at Oxford University, show that the indigenous British, the people who've been here...
The whites.
That's it. Skin colour's irrelevant, Jack. Skin colour's irrelevant.
If you all attack on different fronts, we'll get nowhere.
A main criticism of Griffin and the BNP is that it's prejudiced against non-whites. On the program, Griffin tried to distance himself from that stance.
The indigenous people of these islands, the people, the English, the Scots, the Irish and the Welsh.
The
colour is irrelevant. It's the people who have been here overwhelmingly for the last 17,000 years. We are the Aborigines here.
The BNP is unhappy with the way the programme was run, says John Walker, the party spokesman.
There were so many issues that they should have been discussing. As I say, it wasn't a normal Question Time. It was just, let's have a go at Nick Griffin time.
Kelvin McKenzie, a former newspaper editor and commentator, says the show had to be about Griffin.
This was a first, and therefore you had to deal with his absurd and vile policies, and the analysis of them had to take a long time, and you had to get right down deep into him and what he thought.
The BNP leader himself plans to launch a formal complaint about the programme.
The British public, millions of extra people who tuned in last night, are aghast by the display of bias from the BBC, the venom from the political class, and the sheer unfairness. That was not a genuine Question Time, that was a lynch mob.
One commentator called the appearance the biggest TV event since David Frost interviewed Richard Nixon in 1977. Whether it has done anything to help or hinder the right-wing BNP party won't be clear until the next round of British public opinion polls, or until Britain's next countrywide election, expected in 2010. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.